Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, everybody. Strotty for brekkie. And the great sound of Darryl Braithwaite. He's going to be here December 21 at the LUSC for the made-up show when he was crook earlier on in the year. I love that song, One Summer, up to 30 degrees for today. That's what we're looking at. And good morning to you. Good to have you along. 5 to 6 clubbers in our favourite part of the day. Looking out towards the east, I see a beautiful sunrise coming our way. There is a bit of a, just a big cloud there at one part. But anyway, hopefully, if it just hangs around enough and there's enough light there, you just might see one of those, you know, like creation sunrises where the beams come out in amongst the cloud and the rays are all separated. Oh, gee, the photographers will be getting excited. Yes. How are we, everybody? Did you get through Monday okay? I can tell you, as I get into my older years after a big weekend, I was very quickly to sleep last night, let me tell you. I did have a walk in the latter part of the afternoon with the better half, and it was just beautiful. We're getting towards a great time of the year, that's for sure. Hope you had a good Monday. Plenty happening today. High fine danger still around in these sunny conditions, and we may get a couple of showers and storms over the next couple of days, and temperatures are going to go down to the mid-20s. But today, absolutely beautiful. The winds southerly at first, but they probably will swing round to the nor'east later. Major news stories of the day today. Let's have a look at what's happening. I could tell you that Scott Morrison, as you've heard with Hannah, has moved to end the leadership crisis within the government by instituting sweeping changes to party rules, which will require a two-thirds majority to oust an elected PM. They're getting on the back of what Labor did after the Rudd-Gillard-Rudd years. In local news, a man wanted on outstanding warrants for robbery and kidnapping offences has been extradited from Queensland. Now, the man was wanted on an outstanding warrant relating to an alleged aggravated robbery and kidnapping of a then 31-year-old man at a Bellingen home in May earlier in the year. Also, in Coffs Harbour, a man has been charged following a pursuit through the city at the weekend. In sport, cricket star Chris Gayle has been awarded about $300,000 in damages after successfully suing over wrongful claims he exposed himself to a massage therapist. The first test, of course, starts on Thursday in Adelaide. Can't wait. Now, in sport locally, in swimming, the Kempsey Swim Club meet tonight at 6 at the pool in Belgrave Street. And, of course, we're all getting ready for a huge weekend at the Maxwell Scottshead Surf Club. They're going to host rounds 4 and 5 of the North Coast Boat Series, along with a combined round of the Sydney Street Series. So over 50 crews expected to take part. It's going to be a big weekend. And 9 a.m. starts Saturday, 8 a.m. on Sunday in the men's opens. Only 1 point separates four clubs, with Kempsey Crescent Head of Morehope Bonnie Hills in front there. And the women's opens, Woolgoolga lead by 1 point from Kempsey Crescent Head. Great racing coming up at the weekend. Now, on the show today, plenty happening, including, as we're now in December, each day I'm going to talk about where the carol singing is around the Mid-North Coast over the coming week. All right, so we'll go caroling a little later on in the morning. Also, again, I'm going to tell you about how, with you, of course, getting ready to host the Freeloaders, that's your family and friends who we know will eat you out of house and home. The 12 days of Christmas for Coppy's Butcher Block, your favourite local butcher of Port Macquarie and Morehope, gives you the chance to win a $500 voucher at the butcher's, all right? $500 worth. That will slow the freeloaders down, let me tell you. And it's good fun too. We'll talk more about that later. Also, we'll give you the chance to win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Jeff Bridges, Tyra Banks, and Jay-Z, whoever he is. Also, the Summer Beach House will give you the chance to win a week's accommodation at a super smick place on the Gold Coast. It is an unbelievable prize. If you're not a member, you better sign up today to be in the running. TripleM.com.au. Also, Christy M with What's On the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast at TripleM.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. Where if you missed any part of the show, like me telling what happened to Mr. Producer's big speech at the Christmas party on Friday, just go to triplem.com.au, go to my page and press catch up. It's there. We love our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels good.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work. Oh, Triple M.
Now green with my cactus. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Check out their gift shop for great Christmas gift ideas this festive season.
Liberal Party headquarters, Cantborough.
I have fair dinkum bad news, folks. We have an election to fight, but the opinion polls say we're equal in popularity with herpes. And our campaign fund coffers are as empty as our commitment to fight climate change.
Yes, slow-mo, darling. That's what you get for knifing our biggest donor, Malcolm Talkball.
It's ScoMo, Jewellery Bishop, and it wasn't me who knifed Malcolm. I only got his job after the evil piranha gang, Tony Abscess, Peter Rotten and their murderous cronies, stabbed Mal in the back. God bless them all. You'll be surprised to learn that Malcolm still agreed to make another $2 million campaign donation for this election.
Oh, really, Tony Abscess, darling?
Yes, to the Labor Party.
Oh.
Look, forget Malcolm. I've figured out how we can make up for some of the lost donations. Yeah. And that is, we all go out and get a second job.
What?
Well, we might as well be out there earning campaign funds. We're doing bugger all as a government.
Are you mad, Slow-mo? We are politicians. None of us are trained to do such things as jobs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know, Matthias Kormanicker, but I think I know what each of you can do according to your skills. And as my Minister for Finance, Matthias, you can wear this.
It is a cow costume.
The sunrise cash cow is on leave, so I got you the job.
What? Give away free money? That would be against my principles, if I had any. I have never given away money in my life.
Exactly. That's why Channel 7 wants you in the job.
Oh, clever.
Now, Jewellery Bishop, the envy of all other women.
Oh, yes, darling?
As a slim, blonde and beautiful former foreign affairs luminary and international woman of mystery...
Yes?
You've got a job cleaning hospital toilets.
What?
Well, my wife hates you.
Oh, for goodness. I hate her too.
And Home Affairs Minister Peter Rotten. You and Tony Abscess can be plumbers and fix a few of your own leaks.
Yay!
And after that, the Liberal Party voters' lobby has suggested another job for you and your entire piranha gang.
Like what?
Well, they've got you all jobs as speed humps in some very, very busy truck stops.
Yeah.
How green was my cactus?
Yeah.
On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Check out their gift shop for great Christmas gift ideas this festive season. Geordie Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Portrait made famous in the BBC sitcom Hello, Hello has been sold for £15,000. The fallen Madonna with the big boobies by fictional artist Van Klomp was a running joke in the show, which we all remember. It ran from 1982 to 1992. Auctioneer Andy Stowe said the latest buyer was from France, where the series was set, so it was actually going home. The priceless but elusive masterpiece was the centrepiece to every episode of the show. Stolen and relentlessly pursued by the Germans, the artwork was rolled into German sausages, shoved down trouser legs and singed by an exploded gilded frame intended as a gift for Adolf Hitler. Described as a rare and important piece of British sitcom history, the prop was one of the few copies of the picture to have survived all nine series of the show.
In the cellar, the cuckoo clock and the painting of the fallen Madonna with the big boobies.
We will search every nook and cranny of her room for the painting of the fallen Madonna.
Yes, Herr Flick.
Oh, Strawny.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters is being blinded by the light. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny. How bright is it?
Yeah, I know. Absolutely beautiful.
Fantastic. And plenty of colours early this morning too.
Yeah, it's because there was that bit of cloud around it. Fernicum looked like creation the morning of this morning.
Yes.
Magnificent weather. Yesterday, Bluey, it was a little bit breezy, but did we get any fish?
Yeah, we did quite well. As you said, we predicted whited and flathead, and they were the two main species. Also saw some big schools of blackfish circulating in the estuary also. So plenty of action there, throwing a few mullet. And I tell you what, we've got a pretty lively estuary system at the present moment.
All right. Now, what about today? As far as the tides go, we're heading towards the top of the tide at 7:30. A 1.3 to a 0.3, not that much difference. Northwesters, that'll go southeasterly later.
Yeah, I think it'll keep the water temperature up just when it goes round to the south. So we'll go out the estuary and we'll try for a lazy flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Okay, all right.
I've got results through from a couple of clubs. Firstly, the Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club. They had their monthly comp on. The Deep Sea Boys did all right. Snapper to 5 kilos, dragged to 1.7, and spotted mackerel around the 3.2 kilo. The Beach and Rockers were very quiet. Was mainly all back in the estuary. Was brim up to 700 grams. Dusky flathers around the kilo mark. And some nice whiting around the 400. And from the freshwater, we had some bass. The biggest one went 900 grams.
900 grams of bass. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, would have been a good fish.
Fantastic stuff. All right, well, that's good news. Any clubs out this weekend? Surely not.
Yeah, well, we have, yes. Oh,
okay.
All the fish shows around this weekend, aren't they?
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll go fish out. It's 1 o'clock way in back at the bolo with a Christmas party. How about that? Santa's on his way.
Oh, please. I hope it's not Big Al as Santa. He might get washed out in the club.
Anyway, and also the Lake Cattle Amateur Fish Club, they've also got their monthly cop on. It's a 4 o'clock weigh in at the Beer Clubhouse with a barbecue.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, good luck to
clubs out this weekend.
Good luck to those heading out this weekend. And Bluey, there you go. 3 weeks today before Christmas. How about that?
Oh, you can feel it, can't you, in your bones, eh? Santa's on his way.
21 days to go, Bluey, 21 days to go. And, of course, with the rugby league still making headlines all through the off-season, even though they're not playing, and, you know, the Wayne Bennett arriving there at South Sydney and, of course, Anthony Seibold arriving in Brisbane. Do you know he's got a new assistant coach? Now, there'll be more said about this today. Look for more of this on the news tonight. Have you heard about this, Bluey?
No, this is Seibold's new assistant coach, is it?
Yeah, I'll give you a clue, all right? This is his tactic. Okay. This is his tactic. The new assistant coach, now his initials are EF. Is that any clearer?
No.
Have a listen.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
What do you think, Bluey?
Wow, what a good assistant coach there, eh?
Elmer Fudd.
Anyone knows anything about rabbits, he does, doesn't he?
That's right, Elmer Fudd, the assistant coach at the Broncos with Anthony Seibold now. So, anything could happen.
That was a good pick up by you, wasn't it?
It was. Mm. For all the Broncos fans, they'll be interested in that. And I think that may be a little bit of interest also in the bunker in Redfern. We'll see.
I wonder what they'll come back with.
Yes. All right, for the fishos today, glorious morning, no wind up at the moment. You're heading out to the estuary.
Yeah, out the estuary, take a few prawns or white bait. It's like for a lazy paddy.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and 28 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The climate outlook for summer is in and is projected an above-average potential for fire. Bushfire potential relies on a range of factors including weather and climate, fuel abundance and activity, recent fire history and likely firefighting resources on hand. Despite welcome rain through spring, it wasn't enough to satisfy farmers and it's still below average for the year so far. That trend is predicted to continue over the next 3 months with a 50% chance of average rainfall at best and an 80% chance of exceeding the median temperature. Two new Service New South Wales centres have been opened by Oxley MP Melinda Pavey, one in Nambucca Heads and another in Wauchope.
Well, an exciting day for the Hastings Valley and the Nambucca Valley, with Service Centre New South Wales opening its door to the public, having a great experience.
Service New South Wales provides access to around 40 different government agencies, allowing for anything from vehicle registrations to the access of a seniors card. Ms. Pavey also says Service New South Wales is a gateway to savings and incentives to help ease the cost of living, including CTP refunds, active kids and energy switch. Members of the community are encouraged to head out for a visit to their local centre to meet the service team and learn about what else is on offer. The safety messages from Royal Lifesaving continuing, the group wanting to make sure all mid-North Coast residents are taking extreme care when heading to the water. Stats show over the past 15 years, 1,087 people have died in rivers, creeks and streams. River Safety Project Officer Ash Keita says when breaking down the deaths in terms of gender, it's clear that males are at a much higher risk.
A scary statistic is 56% of those 80% of males had a contributory level of alcohol or drugs in the system. So making sure that they're avoiding those around the water would, you know, obviously make sure that they're more aware and can respond if they find themselves in a difficult situation.
And Port Hastings Council partnering with the RMS to bring about a dedicated 40k/h speed zone in the Port Macquarie CBD in the near future. Combine Kendall Blue remains on top of the Hastings River District second grade cricket comp. They made 229 at the Kendall Reserve on the weekend before dismissing the Port Pirates Buccaneers for 155. A good match between Port City League's Magpies and Combine Kendall Orange, making 211 from their 40 overs. Orange fell just 6 runs short of victory. Beachwood were able to get a solid win over Camden Haven, and at Fairbourne Gardens, Macquarie impressed to chase down Warhope's 220. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have excellent conditions on all our beaches this morning. The wind's only light, it's out of the west, southwest, so all beaches do have clean, classic surfing conditions. And there's a little bit of swell around us, probably ideal for the micro grommet and that ageing longboard rider. We do have a northeast swell and a little bit of southeast swell. Open beaches have waves around that 1 to 2 feet mark. Southern corners are again about that 1 foot mark. So there's a few fun little waves around. We do have high tide around 7:30 this morning. Those waves should improve as that tide drops out. Low tide is around 1:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 20 to 22 degrees.
Triple M right across the coast, 3 weeks out from Christmas. After seven, we'll be talking about where you can go carol singing this week. The great Rod Stewart there, The Rhythm of My Heart at 7 to 7.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, Myrtleford's finest export. Lee Jollo.
Well, I don't know about that, because we've also got a claim to fame of Gary Ablett.
Oh, but, okay, fair enough. Both of them.
Close second.
Yeah, okay. The father-son rule. Well, there you go. All right, Lee, we're getting a bit jolly because, yeah, it is 3 weeks today until the big day. Did you know that?
It's close. I hadn't actually realised that, but yeah. Jeez, getting there, aren't we? It's great.
Plenty happening around the place. What are they saying in the papers today?
Yeah, so the Daily Telegraph's come up with some of their best today. If there's a malcontent in your Liberal hood, who are you going to call? Ghostbuster. That's after Malcolm Turnbull said this on September 28. There's no way I'd be hanging around like embittered Kevin Rudd or Tony Abbott. Seriously, these people are like sort of miserable, miserable ghosts. That's what he said. And now Liberal MPs are urging Scott Morrison to turn Ghostbuster and effectively finish off ex-PM Malcolm Turnbull before he can do more damage. One senior Conservative said the king is dead, but he's still twitching. That's in the Daily Telegraph, as well as that more cops in rape fail. Two more cops are being investigated as the officer that failed to arrest a rapist who broke his parole 3 weeks before he allegedly sexually assaulted a 7-year-old girl in a dance studio toilet is now facing criminal charges. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, prosperity poised for recession plunge. Sydney's property downturn is set to eclipse that of the early 1990s recession, and it's likely to claim that record before Christmas. Sydney prices slumped 1.4% last month, according to new CoreLogic figures, marking an acceleration of the pace of price falls from recent months. And PM moves to lock in Liberal leadership. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced new rules last night that will mean Liberal Party leaders will remain unchallenged for a full term. An unscheduled party room meeting was called to support the changes.
All right, thank you for that, Lee. Now, locally, plenty happening. And, this is an interesting one involving someone being extradited from Queensland.
Yeah, that's right. It's quite a big one, actually, because in May this year in Bellingen, there was a bit of an incident where there was a kidnapping and a robbery. And obviously, a man, a 34-year-old, then fled to Queensland. Since then, police have been investigating that, and they hear that man's now been arrested, and he's been extradited back to the North Coast. And he's facing court on the Tweed today over that incident. So, he's
in
been
Bellinger.
brought to justice. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Lee. You'll toddle off down the hallway and be rushing back with us with great information in about 6 minutes' time. Thank you, Lee. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Ah, Tita Turner, the best on Strotty's Brekkie Show. It's 7:10. Beautiful sunny morning, so medium chance of a shower, maybe into the afternoon, into the evening, and up to 30 today. She is going to be warm. As we mentioned with newsman Lee before 7, that it is 3 weeks today until Christmas. Can you believe it? 3 weeks, that's all we've got to go. Now, that also may raise an alarm if you are a person that lives on the Mid-North Coast, because we live in such a beautiful part of Australia. We are a magnet for family and friends, and I'll say it, the F word, freeloaders. Right, they will be here, and boy, can they eat. Now, coming up on Thursday, we start Triple M's 12 Days of Christmas. Now, up for grabs is something that you will need for the family and the freeloaders. What am I talking about? Well, what about a $500 voucher, right? A $500 voucher from Coppy's Butcher Block, your favourite local butcher in Port and Wauchope. Now, how good is that? We know, boy, can they eat. They certainly can eat, our family and freeloaders. This is your opportunity to grab $500 worth of meat to quell the masses, the family, the freeloaders. Now, how's it going to work? Well, from Thursday, because we always have a bit of fun with it, we'll be playing Christmas carols, all right? But here's the kicker. We will be playing the Christmas carols on a ukulele. If you can guess what the song is, what the Christmas carol is, you'll be in the draw to win a $500 voucher from Coppy's Butcher's Block, all right? Wauchope and Port Macquarie, your favourite local butcher, how good is that? Now, I know someone who's like-minded like you and I, a bloke named Homer Simpson. How would you go, Homer, with the $500 to feed the freeloaders?
Help by my belt.
Stay in the crows. That's Drawny.
Triple M, it is coming up to 12 to 8, and let's talk about carol singing. It's always great to head out with the family, and we've got some great nights coming up. Starting on Friday night, the Yuengai Community Christmas Concert and carols are on again, yes, at the Unkia Reserve. I drove past there on Saturday, and it just looks beautiful after that rain. Nice and green. It's BYO picnic and drinks and chairs. Now, the pizza oven will be there, so bring a pizza or three to cook. The canteen won't be operating on the night. The Yuengai Public School, the Yarra Happiny Choir and Nambucca Valley Band will be performing. So warm up your voice and catch your friends and get into the Christmas spirit there on Friday night. Now, also coming up, of course, Carols on the Grass at the Bonnie Hills Surf Club is on Sunday, 5 till 8.45, with Santa arriving at 7.45. Bring your picnic blanket or chairs and enjoy entertainment provided by the Camden Haven Community Band, the North Haven PS Senior Band, the North Haven PS Senior Choir, St. Joseph's Laureton Choir, and there'll be a sausage sizzle and face painting as well. That is a big one coming up on Sunday. Now, also coming up on Sunday, the Westport Clubs and want you to celebrate the Christmas spirit with the 2018 Under the Stars Christmas Night. Yes, it starts from 5:30 in a real celebration hosted by the fantastic Tim Campbell. He's a funny bloke, Tim. We're going to talk to him later on in the week. And, of course, a very special guest, Santa and Mrs. Claus. Don't forget to bring along your picnic rug and your folding chairs as well. Now, also coming up Thursday of next week, Hastings Choristers have their Christmas concert on. It's at Agnes Church. That's on Thursday at 6. Shining Night is a celebration of Christmas music with Robin Ryan, the musical director. Tickets are $20 for that one. That's carol singing and Christmas shows here on Strawdy's Brekkie Show. We'll give you daily updates of where you can take the family and go for a sing. Talking about singing at 10 to 8, why don't I play this one?
Strawny.
I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Walking around in
apologise for this break in our program. We'll resume as soon as possible.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
Triple M right across the coast on a Ferdicum beautiful Tuesday morning. Sunny and up to 30 today. Maybe a shower later on. That is Fleetwood Mac there. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. The new energised Fleetwood Mac are going to be here next year as well. How exciting is that? It's 10 past 8.
Triple M. Triple M
birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
All right, let's go to Cat Eye and catch up with Adam and see if we can give him $1,000. Adam, have you started your Christmas shopping?
Haven't done a thing.
Oh, don't worry. I think you'd have plenty of friends, Adam. Let's try and remedy that by giving you $1,000. Thanks to Jerome at 40 Wings. I've just got to match your birthday. What number, Adam?
Lucky 23,
thanks. Lucky 23. Here we go. Lucky 23 for Adam. Come on, Lucky 23. Come on, Lucky 23. And it's... Oh, no! 21. It just went past. Oh! Oh, Mabel was so close. Damn it. Anyway, can't give you the cash, Adam. Two out, but I've got your details end of the month. Christy does the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. Merry Christmas, mate, and thanks for giving us a call.
Thank you.
Okay, other birthdays today. Gee, that was close. It's Big Dog's birthday. Well, not actually Big Dog. Courtney Rolfe's birthday today. Get on your courts. Might see you at the weekend. We'll see. And people like Courtney and also little Jay Smith of Dunbogan is turning three today from Mum, Dad and Eric the dog. Have a great day. You are sharing your birthdays with the likes of Jeff Bridges, Tyra Banks and Jay-Z, all born on this day, December 4. Triple M and what's on the Mid-North Coast today on this Cracker Tuesday, coming up in under 20 minutes for Holiday Coast Credit Union. The suite there and the ballroom blitz. Marina with the traffic not far away.
Triple M Summer Beach House.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. We don't do ordinary.
Oh, how good is it? Yes, we are giving you, our Triple M Club members, the chance to win a family holiday for four on the Gold Coast. This time of the year, wouldn't it just be great? It's the Triple M Summer Beach House. We're going to hook you up with flights, five nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dreamworld and $500 to fill up your fridge as well. Like to win it? Hello? Yes? Head to triplem.com.au. Only Triple M Club members can win. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Strawny for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bowler. We've got the ham raffles on tomorrow night. 60 of them. Tickets on sale from 5. Simon and Garfunkel there and the story of Mrs. Robinson at 14 to 9.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here's Christy.
Good morning.
Beautiful day today.
I know.
Looking good outside, eh?
It's not as hot as it was yesterday. Well, that's my interpretation of today.
It will be. It will be.
Oh, look, it's only early, so. But if you do want to get cool today, go along to the swimming Kempsey Club meet tonight from 6 o'clock at the pool in Belgrave Street. Otherwise, stay indoors because it's story time at Nambucca Heads Library this morning from 10, where there's craft, reading and singing for children up to 5 years. Zumba dance classes every Tuesday at the Valley Beach Tourist Park. There's 10 sessions, 10 a.m. in the Woolshed low impact class or 6 o'clock in the large conference hall, which is a medium to high impact class. And a reminder, Strawny, there's free breast screenings till Thursday behind the country club at Southwest Rocks.
Okay, very important, ladies. Thank you very much. All right, Christy, thank you for that.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M and Strawny for Brekkie wrapping up with Sure There and a Believe. I believe our time has come. Our show's over for today. Missed any part of it? Remember, you can go to the website, triplem.com.au. Go to my page, press catch up. It's all there. Whatever you're doing, have a great Tuesday. Ray after 9. Making the best.